The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Or you got a gigantic stick up your... You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio!
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna wait 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
do. I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I got it in a tongue, I'm not afraid to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainical, worth-a-medical, practical.
This is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show!
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone, this is the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 14th of February, 2011. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the Burning of Maloys, the Tailor of Fine Armors, the Brewer of Beer, the Designer of Dungeons, and the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, Elkin Jenna!
Hailing greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, which is OGR on the Antonia Bale server. That's up and running 24-7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elkwin's videos, and much, much more, you can get them at kithacore.org. And I actually think I need to turn up the broadcasting volume just a little bit. Hold on just a second. Recording devices, la-da-da-da-da. Levels, spin that up just a smidge. I was screwing around with my recording levels a couple of weeks ago, and ever since then I've been kind of blowing out the podcast volume, the recorded volume. So, I'm trying to get that back in order. Okay. How are we doing today, Elkwin?
I'm doing good. Yes, hey, did you... do you smell that? Do you smell that?
Sarcasm?
It smells like love's in the air.
Love's in the air.
Sort of. Reminds me of... You know, you ever been in one of those porn shops, you know, the ones that show the little X-rated movies and stuff for 25 cents?
You mean like the old Maiden's Fancy? Not the new one.
Yeah.
They've cleaned it up quite a bit.
It smells like that.
Oh, okay, hon. Drop it. No, I don't have a drop it sound yet. Well, we can just do it. Alrighty. Anyway, see, there's a reason we have mature audience warning at the top of the show, and it's Elkwin Jenna.
No, is it?
Sure it is.
No.
Joining us this week. This was your premiere video, wasn't it? Your first one?
Yes.
Premiere EQ2 video maker, Jessowin. Yes. Did I pronounce that correctly? Jessowin?
You got it.
Jessowin, you're on the Antonia Bale server?
Yes.
All right. If anyone has not seen this video, it's called Heartbreaker. You can go to kithacore.org, click on the first link, which is the link for our show, which is aptly named Heartbreaker. And we have a link to the video right there. You can watch it at kithacore.org, or you can go to Jessa Wynn's new YouTube page. Now, what is that? It's youtube.com/...
You know, I don't know.
Rather.
I should know this.
You should know these things.
I don't spend a lot of time staring at my own YouTube page. I guess I can go look.
That's okay. You can go to kithacore.org, click the first link there, and you can, once the video's going, you can click the little YouTube icon and go right to her page.
Hey, that works.
There we go. The reason I wanted to have you on the show, I love what you did with the game animation here. One of the things that I know myself and Elkwin have been frustrated with was the lack of imaginative dance moves. Because everyone dances the same.
They do?
Mm-hmm. All the races dance the same. Well, except for the...
the exception of the Arisai, and the Fae, the Sarnax.
Okay, all the humanoid characters okay. pretty much have the same dance.
They do.
And it gets kind of boring after a while, really, but you mixed it up with...
That's a little creative.
Yep, you got creative. A combination of flirts and emotes and the dance moves, and it really looks good.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I cannot take all the credit for that. I had a really great team helping me out. They took direction very well, and their rhythm was just amazing.
Looks fantastic.
I saw some of the pictures posted on your on Facebook from your video.
And yeah, the behind like, the scenes.
I had not seen the... video yet, but I was very impressed with the photography that I saw at
well,
that point.
Well, you saw the video before we went on the air, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good.
And wow, that's great. You guys got them to move together. That's hard to get people to... Okay, everybody emote on three!
Actually, we had a really good rhythm. It was something like 3, 2, 1, go. And I think after 3 or 4 times of hearing that in that rhythm... Everybody just got it.
Yeah, you kind of get used to your own lag. It's like, okay, 3, 2, 1, go, and then I wait a quarter of a second and then hit it. You know?
That's pretty much how I did it.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what you got to do. I mean, you know, we try to synchronize a lot of things on our videos, and it's sometimes we've actually had situations where we've run out of sunlight before we were able to get it. We've had to wait an hour to try it again.
And there's been times when I've tried to get them to sync, but they're not quite, and it really worked best. Really worked good.
Yeah, sometimes you just get lucky.
A little bit off from each other, and it was just perfect.
Well, we had a really good time doing it, and I think we're going to do more in the future because we did have so much fun.
Now you must be thoroughly against the... the bill in Congress that they got rid of for the, what the hell was it called? SOPA?
SOPA. Yeah.
Because if SOPA had passed, you could not have posted this video.
I know. That would have been, well, heartbreaking. But I know. I had to go there.
Well, you know
what? It really would have sucked because it's something that I've kind of played with over the years in my mind. Hey, it would be fun to kind of bring an MTV aspect to NORATH.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ever know if I would seriously do it, but then I ran into a friend while collecting roses in Hallis, and we talked for a little bit, and out of nowhere I was just like, hey, let's make a video. And that same night we filmed everything in one night.
That was all in one night?
Wow.
In one night.
Damn.
That's how good my crew was. I'm telling you, they rocked.
No, that's awesome. You know what? I think you need to, if you haven't, if you're not following Elquin and I on Facebook now, you really should, because, you know, next time we get a music video going, we want your team there.
Oh, absolutely, and
I've
been keeping up with you on Facebook for months now, so.
And you freely admit that.
I know, right? And I have not been drinking.
All right. So yes, if you folks haven't seen it, by all means, kithacore.org, take a look at the first post there. It says the Jethel Show - Heartbreaker. Take a look at the video there whenever you can. That's a direct link right to the video. It's fantastic. I think you did a really good job. I mean, a lot of people in EQ do dance videos. And it's for the reasons we were talking about. It's so hard to coordinate, and we're kind of limited on our animation.
Yeah, well, I already have some ideas outside of what's already been used for the next one. And I'm one of those people, I have like 8 notebooks around my desk, and they're full of ideas that
nice.
May happen one day. So I look forward to implementing those when we do the next video.
Excellent. Now what we need
to do...
They
take a lot out of you, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, they can.
Yes. I actually spent a week on the editing, It was only one night of filming and a week on the editing, so it's going to be a while before I'm ready to go again, but I see it happening.
Now, what are you using for editing software? I'm curious.
Well, I have Windows 7, and I cannot stand Windows Movie Maker Live. Yeah. I'm just going to freely admit that. Don't care for it at all.
Yeah, I couldn't see you doing what you did on that.
No,
I did some basic editing. I went and downloaded Windows Movie or Media Maker 2.6, and I did some basic editing in that, but most of it was Virtual Dub.
I'm not familiar with that one, Virtual Dub.
My husband introduced me to it. He's a fanboy.
Ah.
So, those were the two programs that I used. It wasn't anything spectacular.
Well, tell us about your team. I know you said some of the credits got a little messed up there.
They did. I was really, really upset to see that after I had hosted and posted. First of all, we had Anicio kind of guest star as AZ. And the rest of the girls was Angeletta and Ink and Mabley. I hope I said that right. And Mabley got left out of the credits. I did too, but I didn't really care so much about myself. I just wanted to mention her because she actually brought the crew together.
Nice.
So she deserves the shout out.
Now, we are familiar with Ink, of course, because Ink is the person who kidnapped Uncle Jenna!
Oh, yeah.
Ink and her husband.
Can you still hear me, hon? Because my plug fell out.
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay.
But the girls were just awesome, and like I said, I could not have done this video alone.
We got a fantastic team. Looks like you all worked well together.
We did, and I think we're going to work together again in the future. We may be taking auditions for a high elf female to join. We'll see. I think it would be a lot of fun to have that representation as well.
Of course. You try to get, you know, one of each race, as long as the emotes work, you know, it's just, I can't see you working out having a Fae and an Erisai there, you know, trying, you know, because the emotes are different.
They are. And it would be a little hard. I mean, I can see maybe some situations where they might help out, but as far as the basic dance moves that we're going to be doing, that might not be such a good idea.
Mm-hmm. See, when we work, we generally use, we have a, we actually paid for our copies of Fraps. And Elquin uses Adobe Elements. Premiere Elements.
Number 8 right now, I think.
Yeah, I think they're up to number 10, but yeah, we're on 8.
It's funny you should mention that. I was actually looking at that earlier. I've also, in the past, excuse me, for other videos, I have used Sony Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 6.0, but that was a couple years back.
Pretty sure that's what Sony uses to edit their videos.
Well, I would imagine.
It is from Sony, for crying out loud.
I would hope.
Except they have, like, the professional versions, I'm sure.
Yeah, they have the professional version, and, of course, the computers they're editing with have, like, you know, 30,000 gigs of RAM. And
yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Hey, how'd you guys make this video so great? Oh, we did it right on the server. God damn it!
Did it right on the friggin'
Speaking of which, we actually have some news about the Sony tech team.
Oh?
Rothgar is off the team. Rothgar has moved on.
Yeah, that's
Greg,
old news.
Greg Rothgar Spence has moved to the EQ Next team.
Wow.
So that means good things for EQ Next, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm glad to hear they're still working on EQ Next, because I've heard very little about it since the fanfare thing.
They've been very, very secretive about EQ Next. Matter of fact, when we had Smed on the show a few months ago, and he says his own children get no information about EQ Next. So they're being very secretive about it until it starts going into beta.
Well, I'm looking forward to see what it brings.
Me too. I can't wait.
You have to wait.
No, I must not wait.
You have to wait.
Smedley, you must hear my pleas. Give me
EQ next.
Wait, did I say that? No.
Yeah.
Huh. Let's see here. Faye Rillier. Faye Ria. Oh, God, I can't pronounce that name. Stop with the impronounceable names! Says, Smokejumper, believe it said, we're doing a lot of cool stuff in EQ Next and don't want to tip off the competition until the last minute. Can't say I blame them.
They didn't want to see WoW take copies and, hey, they're doing this, let's do that too.
Yep. Hey, EQ2 had Griffin Transport before WoW did.
They ripped us off. Bastards.
Alright, a little bit later on in the show, we will be playing Kiting Jethel, because Elkin wanted to torture me with another 10 questions.
Yeah! And a bonus question, too.
Another bonus question, alright.
Of course.
And, Jessamyn, would you like to help us in wishing some people a happy birthday?
Sure.
Okay, we have a slew of birthdays this week. This is from my Facebook list. If you're on my Facebook as your regular name, sorry, I don't have your character name. So it's Lilia Elleville. Okay, Lilia Elleville. Susan Benson. Belinda Martin. Andre Padella. Guide Mendicor. And my buddy from back in New Hampshire, the guy I used to DJ with, Matthew Melcher.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday here for you guys. Here come the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, for you six people, happy birthday. Congratulations, you made another year. So, okay. So, what do you think is going to be your next project?
Oh, I can't tell you. I have to be. I mean, we've tossed around some ideas, but we definitely want the element of surprise. So I can't really say it.
Okay. Well, the only thing I can say is if you're planning on doing anything to do with my songs, number one, you have to fight Elkin for it. It's a battle to the death. It's a battle to the death.
Hey, I'm impressed you didn't mention Jell-O, so let's do it.
We could do that, too.
Jell-O, Gnomish gear oil,
peanut butter.
Let's see. Kalmara says, wants apparently content for Sarnak.
Sarnax.
Hmm.
How about a Lubriduum commercial? Just kidding. You ever watched the Lubriduum commercial?
Lubriduum?
The old...
They usually have an alligator.
Yeah, the alligator commercial.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, you have a Sarnax there.
Oh, Sarnax.
I see what you did there.
Rubbing Sarnax down with Lubriduum.
Yeah.
Lotion. It's good for the skin.
Although I doubt very much it would help. I doubt very much it would help, though.
I know. Take a lot. Maybe soak them in it overnight. Okay.
Alrighty.
It's funny, I remember writing something about that in an in-game book one time. About skincare for the various races.
There we go.
I did. I know I did. I just don't remember when.
Alrighty. So, what else can we say about this video? If you want to see really well done dance moves in EverQuest 2, you got to check out Heartbreaker. like I said, KithaCore.org. Check out the first post. It says The Jethel Show - Heartbreaker. Check out that video there. Get that link to YouTube and subscribe to our channel. When new stuff pops up, you'll be alerted by YouTube. What else can we say about the video?
Just that I hope they enjoy watching it as much as we did making it.
It always helps when you have a good time. When it starts getting frustrating, it's just like, oh, God, can you just get this over with?
Yeah. If it feels like a job, it's not fun anymore.
Exactly. All right, Jessalyn, I want to thank you very much.
Where did you do the majority of that filming?
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, I have a dojo in Gorowin, and we did some there. And then we moved to one of Ink's houses in Hallis, and she had a breakout, and so then we got down to the docks, and it was really easy to do that because then we didn't have NPCs in the video, and we didn't have curious, you know, people watching. So
that always
those
helps.
Were easy.
I don't think you have the same issues with lighting issues as you do in the houses.
You know,
I think it depends where you are.
Yeah, I think it does depend where you are also. And then we also did some in Majdul. So, the desert. I probably said it wrong. I pronounce everything weird.
That wasn't a breakout house, was it?
In Majdul, no. But the other two, yes.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't think you can break out in Majdul.
Well, you can, but there's not a lot of solid ground, and so your options are pretty limited.
Well, it's kind of like breaking out in Greater Phaedark. I mean, everything's there, but nothing's solid.
Well, I've actually got a very solid breakout in Greater Phaedark, too, so I would have to respectfully disagree.
Wow.
Love decorating.
Well, they probably changed it then, because last time
they didn't. It's just creative maneuvering.
You found some solid ground.
I made some solid ground.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you can definitely place some floors down, and you know, just at ground level and stuff like that. Lassason says she cannot find it on the site, kithacore.org. It is the first post. It says, The Jethel Show - Heartbreaker. It's got The Jethel Show with a ruby heart right in the center there. 102 views. Oh, and 3 comments. I should read the comments. Let me see here. I hate trying to browse the web on broadcasting. It doesn't work out very well. Chitarella says, enjoyed seeing 4 different kinds of Narathian girls proving that the supple heart leather is indeed supple. And Karma Baker says, cool, love the video. Awesome. I liked it. I thought it was great.
I'm pretty biased, but I think it's pretty cool, too. thank you for having me on the show.
I get that a lot. Hey, Jethel, what do you think of that new video? Hey, we kicked ass. Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for coming on.
It has been my pleasure. And certainly, I'm going to let you know when the next one comes out, for sure.
Excellent. Yep, let me know, definitely. And again, I say, like I've been saying for weeks now, if anyone listening has a video, a song, a story, a house, a guild hall, whatever, that you would like to see featured on kithacore.org, by all means, demon@kithacore.org. Or you can send me a tell in-game or send me a message in-game. It's Jethel on the Antonia Bale server.
Or you mentioned dungeons in that list,
right? Oh, and dungeons as well, yep. Dungeons, houses, guild halls, erotic dance, anything like that.
Your parents' attic.
Your parents' attic. So, just contact me. I'll put it up at kithacore.org. And Justin Wynn, thank you very much for coming in.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
I'll be listening to your show.
Awesome. Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Take care.
You too.
Alrighty, so let's see what else we got going on here. Let me check my notes. I did take a little bit of notes.
Well, I have something.
You have something? Go on.
You've ever run across other players in game and you stop and you go, oh my god, That's so neat, cute, awesome, amazing, blah, blah, blah. Well, I ran into one. I was running around giving out roses, and I was at the broker in East Freeport. And I looked down on the counter, and there's this itty-bitty, tiny pirate Rotunga.
Nice.
And how did I say? How did you say his name for me?
Let me see here.
B-I-N-N-K-I-E.
It looks like Binky to me.
Binky?
Binky.
Binky.
That's what it looks like.
I couldn't resist, so I emoted that I picked him up and shoved him in my pack. I guess I must have taken him back. I don't know, or something. You know, he just sort of nothing for a little bit, and it was like, hey, it's like. You're so cute, I want to take you home. And I tried to bribe him with cheese, and he said he wasn't going to fall for that again.
Nice.
So I told him, you know, if he tuned in, we'd talk about him. And, I told him he was the cutest, smallest Rotunga I've ever seen. I got corrected very quickly that he's not a Rotunga, he's a mouse.
Ooh.
Which is why he's so cute.
Nice.
And of course I told him we were going to talk about him tonight, and I told him we're going to tell everybody how cute you are. He says, cute? I'm a terrifying pirate captain. I said, so, okay, so you're a cute, terrifying pirate captain. Because he's dressed in a little pirate outfit.
Nice, nice.
And that's why I wanted to scoop him up and take him home. He's so cute. So if you're on the AB server, and you run across this little itty bitty tiny mouse, pick him up and squeeze him. Definitely.
Nice.
Oh my god. I don't know how some of these people get so itty bitty, but he is itty bitty tiny. I mean, I know that Cheez-It's really small.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is really small. Small, small.
I don't know.
I would believe that he's a little pirate captain mouse. So if I ever find him again, maybe I'll capture him and drag him with me and show him to you. And look at my pack! Look what I found!
Let's see who.
So cute!
Did he all? He's in the guild old school.
Yeah, he's in the guild old school.
Okay, Corel from the Freeport server says there is a veteran award that makes you small. That's probably the Billy doll. I have
the Billy doll, but that doesn't make him. I mean,
not microscopic.
He's microscopic. I swear.
Oh, I'm sure there are several stackable items. There are several stackable items to make you big.
Yeah. Well, there's that, and then I believe the one of the cloaks that you get from. Rizzlebane.
Rua says the badge of the Crom Eyes and Hide Illusions will make you small too.
Because he is. And there is my guild leader. Okay. Arduin is a gnome. Well, wears a mushroom hat, of course. But he is so small. I can't believe how small he is. Itty bitty. You know, I mean, you could probably grab him up and use him as a suppository and never know, you know?
Oh, lovely. Thank you. Thanks for the imagery, huh?
I'm sorry, he's that small.
There is a reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, and it is Eloquent Jenna. As she proves every week, she denies it, but she keeps proving my point.
And that's okay. We've all sat on Arduin at one time or another.
Nice.
All right.
I think I've even told him that.
That's okay. Jethel got sat on by Dunwat the Ogre back in EQ1. get off me!
But he's huge! Dunwat was huge.
Mm-hmm.
That's my character find of the week.
All right.
What was that? How do you say his name again?
Binky.
If I say it, I'll screw it up.
Binky.
Binky?
Yes.
Like, would you stick in a baby's mouth?
I guess.
Binky, the mouse, pirate captain.
Okay, so I do want to make a note here. This is in my notes. I want to make a note here for any of the Sony people that are listening. We need to get the Shattered Land mailbox feature fixed. Yeah, I like the mailboxes that look like they're made out of, you know, dried wood and stuff like that. Like the ones you, like the ones you see in Kinos.
Yeah.
They changed them. They changed them to look like the Freeport ones now. The new Freeport ones. They're gold and brown and... No, that's not what I want.
Well, sorry.
And someone, Lura, told me that on the OGR channel yesterday, and I'm like, really? I'm like, oh, I thought it was the wood one. So I right-clicked on the one next to our Guildhall front door and went and chose Shattered Lands, and it changed to the new Freeport one. No! Put it back! Or add a feature for the Freeport one if they want the Freeport one. The Shatterland one should be the wooden one. Either that or rename the wooden one the Antonica mailbox or something.
You mean the plain wooden ones that you find next to any...
the Griffin Towers.
Griffin Towers.
Yeah, they changed it.
Oh.
I don't know if it was intentional or not. Yeah, Cheddarvella says the one next to the crafting area in the Guild Hall. Yes, it still looks like the wooden one because I didn't touch that one. I experimented on the one next to the front door of the Guild Hall, and it changed to the Freeport model, and I can't change it back.
Well, what do you get if you pick the Freeport model? Isn't there one for Freeport?
No, there isn't.
Oh, really?
Really.
Ouch.
So, they need to... Either fix this one and add a Freeport one, or add a Shattered Lands thing for Antonica, or something like that. Is he watching TV or something? It's really loud.
The TV on, is on down here.
I'm hearing it rather loudly.
I don't have the one on next to me.
Right, but I can hear the one in the living room.
Okay. I'll be right back.
All
right.
Anyway. Yeah, we need to get that fixed. Fixed! I do not like this mailbox. I will not put my mail in it. I do not want this mailbox. I will not spend my postage on this mailbox. There, now the Narathian Postal Company will go bankrupt. Ha 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 ha! Oh well. I can tell you're back. Hello? Hello? Eloquin? I can hear the TV. Alright, anyway. What you gotta do to hit the mute button. Hello. Anyway, Moonlight Enchantments start on Monday the 20th. And I don't think there's going to be anything new there. Rotherian has good ideas there. Shattered Lands Delair, Shattered Lands Karen, that would be good.
Okay, sorry, I'm back.
That's okay.
Huh?
That's okay.
What?
I said that's okay that you're back.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Moonlight Enchantments start on Monday. We'll go on for 2 days. As usual. And the Illyrissi celebrations are still going on. Of course, today is Illyrissi Day itself.
Illyrissi Day ends, what, on the 20th?
I believe so.
That would be Monday, too.
Let me double-check that.
Thought it only said it goes to the 20th. It stops when Moonlight Enchantment starts, I believe.
Yes, February 20th, yes. Okay, so you only have until Monday, folks, to do what you need to do.
Have you picked up your 2,000 roses yet?
No.
You better get a move on.
Hey, maybe I don't want to. Maybe I don't want to be called a whore, okay? Purant means you're a whore.
But
slut.
Yeah, and then that would be Jethel, right?
Jethel ain't a slut.
Okay.
Where am I going? Oh, yeah.
You agreed with me the other night. He was a man whore.
Well, no. Got a cough going on. What the hell's up with that?
I don't know.
You know all. You see all.
But I never tell anybody.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So, are you going to be doing Moonlight Enchantments? You got things going on there?
I kind of worked my buns off last time for that. And so, I don't think so. Not this time.
Not this time around?
No.
All right.
You know, I can't think of anything I absolutely need that I don't already have.
So, are you finding them less enchanting?
No, I find them quite enchanting.
You sure?
Yes. Okay. I might run around and get all the, you know.
Okay, let me try that again. Are you finding them less enchanting? Yeah, that's the right one.
Just so I can't hear anymore.
Well, I don't know why.
What did you do?
I don't know. We are encoding. Oh, we have a ding. Lysenzen from the Legion of Kithagor just made level 70 artisan or carpenter. So here is your trade skill blink. We need a better sound for. Give her this one. There we go. Congratulations to Lysenzen. Level 70 carpenter. So, you think you can stump me?
I don't know.
You think you got 10 questions for Jethel? Is that what you think?
Possibly.
Do you think you got a piece of paper to write down whether or not I get it right, or do I have to do it again?
I can do that.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
What do you mean?
Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Are we ready to kite Jethel?
Hold on tight. You know she.
Hey! Wait a minute!
On the highway to hell!
That's right! It's time to play! Kiting Jethel! 10 questions of doom! Okay, this is Kiting Jethel, 10 Questions of Doom. Doom, I say. Here's how we play. Elkman's going to be asking me 10 questions of, do you have a topic, or is it just random knowledge at this point?
Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day knowledge. All right. She's going to be asking me 10 questions. For example, if I get 5 correct, I'm going to want to get 5 tells. The 5th person to send me a tell will receive a random item from the swag box. We do have a bonus question. Do we have any idea what we want to give away for the bonus question?
No idea.
Okay, well, we'll find something neat to give away on the bonus question. All right. And I'm going to let you know right now, if you've won anything recently, let's let someone else win something. All right, that sound good?
Sounds good to me.
All right, question one!
Okay, does the date of Valentine's ever change?
No, it's always the 14th of February.
Oh, okay. Some guys always think that it changes.
Nope, it's always the 14th.
Okay, that's a ding.
Question two.
Did you do the ding?
I did.
I didn't hear it. Okay. What is the Greek word for Cupid, god of love?
Ooh, Greek, huh?
Yes.
God damn it, I should know this. Crap. Not looking it up, not looking it up.
Yeah, right.
I'm not. Damn. Is Cupid...
No help from the channel, I'll beat you senseless.
I can't think of it, so...
Okay.
All right, next.
According to English tradition, what happens to the first man a woman sees on Valentine's Day?
They fall in love. Gets a raging heart on? Okay, moving on. Next question.
Okay. What is it said to mean if your ears are burning? Someone is...
talking about you.
Ding. Who kissed the girls and made them cry?
Oh, Georgie Porgy?
Ding. Okay, who was Victorian lace named after?
Queen Victoria.
Ding. Okay, what is the difference between Hershey's hugs and Hershey's kisses?
Hershey's
hugs.
Hugs
have...
Aren't hugs the ones with the white and dark milk chocolate?
Ding. Name two birds that are associated with Valentine's Day that mate for life.
Lovebirds. What? Lovebirds aren't associated with Valentine's Day.
Name two birds who are associated with Valentine's Day that mate for life.
Lovebirds mate for life. They do. Matter of fact, if one dies, the other one follows. But
they're not
okay.
associated with Valentine's Day.
All right, okay.
Okay, what country was the first heart transplant performed in?
Oh, wasn't that France? Wasn't a Valentine's Day question, but okay.
Well, yeah, it had to do with hearts.
All right, moving on.
What fruit is also known as love apple?
The pomegranate. What? God damn it. All right.
Yes. Now, do you want your bonus question or not?
Not quite yet. Hold on a sec. All right. Let's, one, send, tell, now. Send, tell, now to Jethel. And how many did I get right?
You only got five right.
Okay. So the fifth person to send me a tell gets something from the swag box. And once we get our winner, we will do the bonus question. Now let's go over the questions while we're getting the thing.
Okay. Well, first course of does the date of Valentine's ever change? And
no.
Of course it doesn't, but a lot of guys seem to think that it falls on a different day.
it falls on a different...
They don't know the day.
Maybe it's a different day of the week, but it's always the 14th.
Mm-mm. I have known guys that did not remember it was on the 14th, and the 14th every year. It's just, yep.
Oh, that's weird. Okay,
yeah.
Anyway, go on.
What is the Greek name for Cupid, god of love?
I'm still trying. I don't know. What is it?
Eros. E-R-O-S.
That's Eros.
Eros. Okay, Eros.
Not Eros, it's Eros.
Eros.
Okay.
Okay, number three. According to the English tradition, what happens to the first man a woman sees on Valentine's Day?
Raging heart on.
Now, marry him.
Ooh.
Marry him.
Okay.
Okay, name two... Okay, wait a minute. that you got right. What is it said to mean if your ears are burning? That's when somebody is
talking about you.
You.
Yeah, that's an old one. Okay.
And Georgie Porgy kissed the girls and made them cry.
Georgie Porgy Puddin' Pie. Kiss the girls and make them cry.
Victorian lace was named after Queen Victoria.
Yep.
And the difference between Hershey's hugs and Hershey's kisses is that hugs have the white chocolate swirls in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number eight is the one you missed. Name two birds that are associated with Valentine's Day that mate for light.
All right,
life.
On.
Doves and swans.
Swans mate for life?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know
if you ever watched The Tudors, when he had... Anne Boleyn executed.
Huh.
He ate the swan, one of the swans, or both of the swans. Yeah, because they got him when they were together. Anyway,
but I still contend that lovebirds mate for life. But
they're
okay.
not associated with Valentine's Day.
Okay,
doves and swans are.
All right.
You show me a Valentine's card with lovebirds on it, and we'll. You know.
All right. Oh, fine. Okay, go on.
Okay, what country was the first heart transplant performed in?
I thought it was Germany, but...
South Africa.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what fruit is also known as the love apple?
I thought it was a pomegranate.
Tomato.
A tomato?
A tomato.
A tomato's part of the nightshade family. It's poisonous.
In large still cultures. A love apple.
Huh. Okay. And was that all 10?
Yeah, that's all 10. Do you okay. want your bonus question?
Well,
yet?
Let's see who the winner is here. See, 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4. That is... Calmara? Calmara. From the Antonia Bale server. Calmara. Okay, we are playing for Calmara now. What is the bonus question?
Sailors often scratched or carved designs on bone, tusk, or wood to give as a gift, to, as a love token to their loves.
Uh-huh.
This hobby is called what?
Scrimshaw.
Yes.
Yay!
I thought you wouldn't get that one.
Well, that was on Pawn Stars. Not too long ago, they had a tusk that was carved. Okay, so I'm not sure what the bonus gift will be, but I'll make sure it's something good out of the swag box.
Extra swag.
Calmara, if you would just send me an in-game mail, that's Jethel on the Antonia Bale server, send me an in-game mail with your real mailing address so I can send stuff to you. I'll get that off as soon as possible, and also our... winner last week, Chatterella, I'm sorry, I've been so busy, I completely forgot to send out that Snuggie. It will go out this week. And also, Sarest was not my fault. I did send out Sarest's package, but gave me the wrong address.
Well, it got returned, so we have it here, so we can just send it out again.
Yeah, luckily it got returned, and I did print up a new label. I just need to send it out.
Aww.
All right. Kamara says I already have it. I don't know the, Sevia. I remember Sevia, but I don't keep the addresses. I don't keep the addresses, so go ahead and send it again.
Hobbs, what's wrong? Hobbs?
What do you mean what's wrong? What's always wrong? He wants food. Cat's a vacuum cleaner for food.
Well, he's a bundle of energy, my God.
That's for sure. Okay, well, we're going to take a little bit of a music break. When we come back, more Wild Things. I have nothing left in my notes, but hey, we'll find something to talk about.
I'll tell you what Jethel got for Valentine's Day.
Yep, we'll go over that when we get back. Right now, we have a brand new song called Tonight I'm Tracking You. And we'll be back in about 10-15 minutes.
Keep on running, 'cause I'm coming for you. I'm and changing stations. You still have time to make you tonight. I'm tracking you.
Back to the Jethro Silverwing Show, the Valentine's edition for 2012. Hi, Elkman, how we doing?
Okay.
Doing all right?
Mm-hmm.
Gathering up lots of stuff and giving away lots of flowers. And...
yeah, I'm in, on the Frostfang Sea, number one, I think. Standing on the dock, shoving flowers in people's faces as they come in. Take my rose!
A troll tried to give me a rose the other day. I mashed it into little pieces and threw it in their face.
Oh, you're terrible. Just... and there's a guide in South Freeport marrying people.
Marrying people. They shouldn't be doing that in Freeport.
Why?
Oh, what if people can't go to Freeport?
You should have it out in the common lands or something.
Yeah, you know, some neutral place I think would be alright. What was this? Jessawin says, last time they did this quest, she ran around shouting, come back! We will have beautiful babies! Well, that made him run all the faster.
What, shoving roses or marrying them?
No, running around yelling, we will have beautiful babies! Okay, so what did you get Jethel for Valentine's?
Well, I made him a really special dinner.
Mm-hmm, my favorite, say what it is!
Veal!
Baby cow!
Because really, nothing says I love you like baby cow.
Damn Skippy. Even Mal says so. Hi, Mal!
Mal? What?
She wants in your shirt. What do you think?
I know. That's the reason why it took me so long shutting the TV off. I was dumping the cat out of my shirt. What?
Veal parm, baby. I love veal parm.
Well, it's not really quite veal parm because you like it very thin. And
well, veal
when
parm
I bought
is
the cuts
thin.
Of meat, it was they were telling me that it was more like for veal scallopini.
Very thin. I like it thin.
So you like veal parmesan scallopini?
Sure, why not?
All right, here's the shirt. Get in, cat. Hurry up.
And I thank you for that. You know it's my favorite. I love veal parm.
And, of course, I made the kid me and...
steak and lobster.
Yeah, well, Safeway had lobster tails on sale, and Eric's going, I've never had lobster.
I've had lobster, once. I did not enjoy lobster. All shellfish, actually. It's just a very odd texture.
I love lobster, but
You know, I got a chance to get lobstered out, so it was like, it's no big deal anymore.
Meh, I don't like it.
Okay, are you satisfied, Daniel?
I was. I did leave work a few minutes early, stopped off at a florist on the way home, turned around and went right back out again. A dozen roses, $106. What, are you fucking kidding me? Screw you! You know what? I'll wait till tomorrow or the next day when they're, you know, a dollar each because you're trying to get rid of the surplus. God.
I know. I don't know what it is this year, but everything's all jacked up.
I know. I won't do it. I'm sorry. I mean, call me unromantic or something, but I refuse to buy flowers and candy and stuff like that on Valentine's Day because they just jack up the damn prices. So, you know, hey.
I was looking at it. It's incredible. It's like, you got to be joking me.
You know me, hon. I buy you flowers all year round.
I know.
I don't need a special day to say I love you.
No.
I love you.
You tell me that all the time, and you do stuff to me all the time.
I do stuff?
For me. Yeah.
I do stuff to you?
Well, for me.
Oh, okay. Like what? What do I do?
Things.
Things?
Yeah.
You know, give me little back rubs?
Yeah.
And I snuggle with you?
Yeah.
And sometimes, just sometimes, I even, you know, sometimes I sing.
That's true. Oh no, he's gonna make me fall.
Wise men say only fools run. But I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if falling in love with you, like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things were meant to be. My whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you, like a river flows surely to the sea, darling. So it goes, some things were meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you. No, I can't help falling in love with you.
I love you, baby.
I love you.
Do you really?
Yes.
Why?
Because you sing to me like that.
I do?
Yes.
I love you, baby.
I love you, too.
So what are you going to sing for me?
I can't sing. You already told me that.
Oh, I love you. I love you to death, baby, but really you can't sing.
I sing solo. Solo, no one can hear me.
So low, no one can hear you. Well, we can hear Hobbs caterwauling. Does that count as singing?
Sure.
Sure, why not? Our cat sings. Oh, so Valentine's Day.
He yodels.
He does yodel. I make him yodel. You just gotta pick him up, and when he...
shake him.
And when he meows, you shake him a little bit, and he goes... It's called cat yodeling, people. Look it up on YouTube. It's a real thing. Oh, boy. I don't want to get a cold. I'm starting to get a cold. I don't want one.
So, I know the crap's going around work. The girl behind me lost her voice.
Oh, yeah. Well, the my supervisor is out with a cold today, so... We did okay without her, so... You know what, though?
What?
I don't think one song is good enough. The true song of how Jethel and Elkhorn match in EQ1. Looking for adventure in Everfrost snow. To the campsite, and here we go. She had a combo compound bow. You know what? I haven't done this song in so long, I actually need the lyrics.
Oh my god, really?
I know, it's been a while. Hold on a sec. Githacorn.org/media/lyrics. God, that's embarrassing. Hold on a second here.
And you got that reverb going on.
I need it for singing.
I know.
It makes it sound better for some reason.
Just giving you a hard time.
I know. Okay, there it is. Got it. It's been a while, sorry. I'm looking for adventure in Everfrost snow. She strolled up to the campsite, and here we go. She had a stonewood compound bow and a quiver full of death, you see. Our group had some room, so she joined right in. She killed so many goblins, it should be a sin. She took me by the hand and brought me to the Twilight Sea. She thinks my range is sexy, the way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead. She's why I'm singing the song. She likes the way I fight with swords in hand. She likes the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're a force to be reckoned with. Try us and you'll see. She thinks my range is sexy. We hunted western wastes and the plain of storms. Tag team big ol' froggies, well they had no warning. Barren dunes, hanging gardens, oh we really fired them all. We got into a rut, it was tedious and boring. Looked for escape and it came to us one morning. It's two Norris future we'll see, we'll be moving on. She thinks my range is sexy, the way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead. She's why I'm singing the song. Yeah, I like the way she fights with swords in hand. She likes the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're a force to be reckoned with. Try us and you'll see. She thinks my range is sexy. She's on the west coast, I'm on the east. Fate can't keep apart these two, nor have the end beast. She thinks my range is, she thinks my range is sexy. The way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead. She's why I'm singing the song. Yeah, I like the way she fights with swords in hand. She likes the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're a force to be reckoned with. Try us and you'll see. She thinks my range is sexy. She thinks my range is sexy. See, and that's what you get from making me feel. You get songs.
I know.
I like Veal. Veal makes me feel like singing. I know all you animal activists out there are like, no, not Veal. And I'm like, yes. Veal.
He loves Veal.
I love it. Yeah. Now, for some reason, my voice is really deep.
What, like Worf?
Kind of like Lieutenant Worf. Because the boy is one without honor. Or armor.
Armor.
Armor. So we got Veal and song, and after the show we're going to jump in the hot tub for a little bit because I'm sore as hell.
And then I'm going to make a raid on Shard of Love.
Yeah. You have been soloing the Shard of Love.
I know! I love it! Me
Uber,
and my warden.
Uber.
No, not warden. He's not a warden. He's a defiler. And I...
You're defiling the Shard of Love!
With my defiler who has a cat head on.
Well, okay then.
Well, I dressed him. I found out you could dress him. So I tried him in my whole outfit, and I thought, you know, that's just a little weird. This ogre running around dressed in the same outfit as me. That's just... No.
No.
So I started digging through all my clothes and trying stuff on him. And I kept thinking, you know, if I could just cover up his face, this wouldn't be so bad. There's something about looking at an ogre all the time that just... you know... And I tried different head things on him, and nothing seemed to work until I tried the kitty mask. So he's dressed in black, and he's got a cat head on.
Well, all right then, kitty mask.
It works.
An ogre with a kitty mask. You couldn't just go with a Karen.
There is no Karen mask.
No, I mean, is there a Karen warder of some kind?
No, there's not a Karen defiler, as far as I know. And I like working with the defiler. Well, I should say a shadow of a real defiler.
Right, right.
Because we seem to work really well together, you know.
Oh, that's good.
If he starts getting attacked and I can't draw off their attention, he will scare them away. And I like that. It's like, oh, this is cool. And he's rezzed me a few times, so I haven't fired him yet. I tried to Inquisitioner, and that was okay.
Yeah.
But he always seemed so full of himself. I don't know.
Ah. Nice.
And I need something that will heal me. If I have something that's going to heal me,
well,
I can do some pretty good damage, you know?
Right. Well, carry on then.
I'm carrying on, and he's got a cat head on.
Awesome. Hey, you know what? I just thought of something I could sing now that my voice is really low for some reason.
What?
Of course, now that I want to sing this, my voice is probably going to get out on me. But when you came in, the air went out. And then every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I want to do bad things with you. Well, I'm the kind to sit up in his room, heart sick and eyes filled up with gloom. I don't know what you've done to me, but not much is true.
I wanna do bad things with you. Shadows filled up with doubt.
I don't know who you think you are, but before this night is through,
I want to do bad things with you. I want to do real bad things with you.
Okay, that's enough of that. Sorry, just in a singing mood tonight. Is there anything you want me to sing?
Not that I can think of.
Already did Ranger Sexy.
Yeah.
Let's see, I'm looking through my collection here. Anyone have any requests? Go ahead and say it in the chat channel there.
I'm heading to South Freeport just to see what's going on.
Ah. You know what they ought to do is do those marriages on the execution thing and then throw the groom off. Because it would work. No, Lara, I will not do 12 Days of Frostfell. Frostfell time is over now. No. Bad, Lara. Bad.
They must be doing him in a semi-safe spot.
I would imagine so, or no one would be able to go that's outside of Freeport. I agree. Only a Frostfell elf would want the 12 Days of Frostfell.
I'm looking around. I just passed the guild halls. They must be down on the docks somewhere.
Well, maybe someone in the channel can tell us where they are.
Oh, I see it.
Oh, you found them? Okay.
Yep. I think there's a bunch of people right outside the Freeport block and tackle.
Ah.
Oh, there's a gazebo. It's a good place to give out roses. You know that?
There you go. There you go. And I think Lorethel is correct. It's, time for this.
Hello, I'm John Smedley from Sony Online Entertainment, and Lyra, you are a Frostfell elf.
I'm sorry, the man himself has decreed it. You cannot deny it anymore. I'm sorry, that's all there is to it.
I don't see a guide out here.
I have no idea. Okay, so what's coming up?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you see him now?
Yeah. You can say his name. How do you say that name?
Kim Yubi. Kim Yubi, and what's the last name?
That's it. Guides of the Shattering Land.
Oh, okay.
Is out here marrying people.
Because I thought maybe, Kim Yubi married or something. I don't know. Kim Yubi, get it? Kim Yubi?
Kim Yubi.
Kim Yubi. That Obi-Wan Kenobi? Wrong game, sorry. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
But it's an excellent place to give out roses, which I am doing.
What's that? Oh, you're giving out roses? Oh, yeah, it is a good place.
Yeah, I'm starting on the 500 part. That means after I get 500 out, then I have 1,000 left to go.
I just, I have no desire to have a title calling me a whore, so...
I just want to do it so I don't get the quest again next year.
Well, you probably will get the next...
It's been a pain in the butt to everybody.
You probably will get it next
year. Don't want it, and they can't... It keeps popping up. They keep declining it.
No, I don't wanna... Stop it.
It won't go away.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Wow, the tribunal's out here dancing with the,
Boy, someone's probably got the, Fahalan's, band going.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they got a gazebo set up in the street, they got a band going, they got people getting married here, they have a... somebody's dead on the ground over here that's...
Of course, you can't have a marriage in Freeport without a little death, I mean, come on.
Well, they're in one of those Wrens, you know, those dragon suits.
Dragon suits?
Yeah.
What dragon suits?
Rhyrin?
Wyvern?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And they're feigned death on the road.
Okay. Well, as long as they're feigned and not, you know, dead. Okay, well, apparently no one wants me to sing anymore, so I won't.
What?
Well, I asked if anyone wanted me to, you know, had any requests, and no one's asking.
They're killing the Freeport guards on the street.
Ooh, there you go.
Oh, please. Don't you guys know how to do this? If you're going to do it... Jesus.
Hmm?
I could take him down with one shot. This guy's just beating the crap out of him. Beating the crap out of him.
Oh, God. The citizen wants me to do this. Ranger's crazy. I don't even know. I don't even remember it anymore. It's been so long, so I've even heard it. Here. Do we even have a background for
now
anymore?
There's two gazebos. Holy crap, I'm surrounded by gazebos.
Uh-huh.
And another one. What is going on? It's Gazebo Hill! Oh my god, the street is filling up with gazebos. There is three gazebos out here.
Lara says, shoot the gazebo. Can you shoot the gazebo? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I have no idea.
I don't think I can. I can try, but I doubt it. I can't target it.
Okay. I got a request from Lena from the Antonia Bale server who wants us to wish Solaris a happy Valentine's Day from Lena.
So happy Valentine's Day to Solaris from Lena.
Alright, you know what? I'm just going to do this one. Got to get the lyrics up first, though. Hold on a second. Okay. Haven't done this one in a while. So let's do this one. Window shopping at the mall, he thought he played it all. Consoles, PCs, RPGs, so geek out, it's killing me. Been in Ark and Azeroth, sailed past the Argonath. Changed look as he chose his path, way back kicked my Tyson's ass. Wanted something different, looking for his name. Sick to death of shooters, pumped up, hyped up kitty games. Roommate, turn him on tonight, to something that's looking right. Got a waypoint on the map. Look out, it started, he's loosened Norrath, Kinos, and Freeport. Uranized tall, the halfling short, the elves, high wood and dark, swimming, watch out for those sharks. Dwarf mining underground, gnome clockwork running round. It's clear that he's obsessed with ever, obsessed with EverQuest. Leading his first dungeon raid, he'll never be the same. We talking about when friends thought he had a sty. He plotted his attack, guildmates had his back. Goblins to the left and right, not going down without a fight. Staying up till 3 a.m. to fight the Darkpaw clan. The common lands had showed some nerve. Give those orcs what they deserve. Fiery lizards showed some balls in Kasich Thu's halls. Can't be stopped, what's in store next? Level 50! Logging in, feeling fine, since 1999. Crafting swords, brewing beer, at the fanfare every year. That noob, starting to drool, he says my gear is so cool. He's clear that he's obsessed, with ever, obsessed with EverQuest. Time passes, game crashes, one to track and none become a solo mob. I like the old days, hunting roleplay, sailing boats, riding rafts. Time to try World of Warcraft!
Nope.
Back to Kinos and Freeport, Curidice tall, the halfling short, the elves, Highwood and Dark, swimming, watch out for those sharks. Dwarves riding underground, gnome conquerors running round. It's clear that he's obsessed with EverQuest. Logging in, feeling fine, since 1999. Crafting swords, brewing beer, at the fanfare every year. That noob, starting to drool, he says the gear is so cool. It's clear that he's obsessed with ever, obsessed with EverQuest.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and continue.
Well, you can steal my loot, just grab it all and scoot. You can wander off and then get aggro. You can tease the orcs, call them a bunch of dorks. Seem like a jerk to everyone you know. You can bring a train, in sunshine or in rain. Go pull an epic dragon, we'll be lunch. But if you swing that axe, I'll kick your little ass. You're just that kind of guy, I've got a hunch. Don't steal my note, this routine is getting old. I started cutting lumber, here you jerk. Too much time on your hands, in wood mountains and sands. They're going half as fast for twice the work. Frost, frozen ice, you never play nice. Start mining rocks right behind my back. The dens and lumber too, you're laughing, being rude. I'm gonna turn around and kick your sack. Not just a pain to me, you're on hit list from A to Z. They're lining up to smack you on the head. Harvest to live in hell, you're doing it just to sell. Everyone in the zone wishes you were dead. Don't steal my wood, I'll rough you up real good. I need to make some arrows, can't you see? You're stealing all the rocks, every zone around the clock. Kinda makes me wish I played on PvP. Well, don't steal my tin, patience is wearing thin. We'd all like to beat you with a stick, or tie you in a bag, you trade skill farming hag. Throw you in the river and watch you sink. Don't steal my ore, just to sell it in your store. There's not a single node that you pass. You're underneath our skin, it's a fight that we can't win. We like to round you up and kick your ass.
Alrighty, let's see. Let's go ahead with this one.
Thank you.
I met him in Kinos outside the gate. I drew my sword, but the guards wouldn't wait to kill the Dark Paw. Now I'm not dumb, but I can't figure why he keeps coming back time after time. Fit me, Dark Paw. F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Paw. Whoa, home, that fit me, Dark Paw. I'm just starting out, can't figure what's up. He goes down faster than the little gnome pups. Fit me, Dark Paw. F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Paw. He's got a cool name and he's giving a shout. His death toll surpasses the Rivervale Trout. Fippy Dark Paw. F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Paw. Whoa, ho, the Fippy Dark Paw. Well, I started hunting just an hour ago. His suicide run really makes a great show. Avenging the pups, charging the gate. He should have gotten back, but he couldn't wait. I don't know what he's thinking, just seems a waste. A no kebab waiting on his unhinged haste. Fippy Dark Paw. F-I-B-B-Y, Dark Paw. Whoa, ho, the Fippy Dark Paw. Dark Paw. F-I-B-B-Y, Dark Paw. Whoa, ho, the Fippy Dark Paw. Well, I'm walking around, I hear barking sounds. He falls to the ground, got here before the guards. But it really didn't seem all that hard. He can't take a hint, he can't read the signs. The guards lay him out, time after time. Fippy Dark Paw, F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Paw. Gnolls will be gnolls and guards will be guards. He just fell again to a level 3 bard. Fippy Dark Paw. F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Paw. Whoa, ho, that little gnoll's brain is really a mess. Some kind of death wish keeps him coming, I guess. I'm moving on, I'll be back someday. He'll keep cartoon getting killed till they cancel this game. He's got no further story, no further lore. The dev team must have been really, really bored to make the Dark Paw. F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Paw. Whoa, that could be Dark Paw. Dark Paw. F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Paw. Whoa, that could be Dark Paw. F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Paw. Whoa, that could be Dark Paw.
Alrighty. Let's go ahead and stop that. Yeah, I think we'll cut my echo out. What do you think? I think I should just continue with this?
You can't.
It gives me an air of mystery.
No, let's not. Okay. Anything else we need to talk about this week?
I can't think of anything. I should drag you to South Freeport, though.
No.
Fine.
Alright, I'm in the mood for hot tub because I'm sore as hell.
Okay.
Think I can drag you out to the hot tub for a little bit?
Sure.
You sure you're positive?
Mm-hmm. See, you could marry me in South Kinos, or Freeport, but okay.
Marry you? Well, you know what happens after you get married?
What?
Divorce!
What?
We would have to get divorced. It's inevitable. Why? Because the number one cause of divorce in this country is marriage. Besides, I know exactly what will happen.
What?
You'll kill me.
I do that anyway. I run you off of stuff and everything. And...
All right. I think that's it for the show this week.
Anyway. All right. That's it for the show this week. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day to you. And yes, I'm off to marry El Quintana.
Oh, yeah.
In Freeport.
Sure you are.
I am. I'm grouped with you, aren't I?
Yeah.
Doing Call of the Veteran right now. Are you there?
Yeah, let me get a little closer to the guard so you can...
Now, see? See how it is?
I mean, she's going to try to get guard. Me... Sorry.
She's going to try to kill me!
No!
Okay, I'm on my way to Freeport. Elquin and Jethel are finally officially getting married. Well, wait a minute. Is a marriage in Freeport legal?
Well, if nothing else, it's good for the day.
Okay. All right, folks, that's it for the show. See you all next week. Find your girl, find your guy, whatever. And love them to pieces, as I'm about to do to Elquin.
Oh, God, that sounded wrong.
Oh, man. All right, folks. Good night, everyone. Say good night, Elquin.
Night, Elquin.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elquin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns.
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elquin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.